This is the second of our podcasts on your rights at work when you are pregnant or a new parent. The first podcast in this series looked at your rights at work if you are pregnant. This podcast will talk about your rights when you are on maternity leave and what happens when you return to work.
Hello, I'm Katie Wood, Legal Officer for Maternity Action. I hear you have some questions about being on maternity leave. Go ahead.
Well, I'm on maternity leave and there's going to be a promotion in my department, but I'm not there, so can I still be considered?
Yes, you're still employed throughout your maternity leave and your employer should not discriminate against you because you are on maternity leave. You are entitled to be considered for promotion opportunities, training, performance appraisals, and to receive the benefit of any pay rises on your return to work.
I think my employer is going to make some people redundant, and I'm worried I'll be chosen because I'm on maternity leave.
It is unfair dismissal and discrimination to select a woman for redundancy because of pregnancy or maternity leave. If your employer is going to make redundancies, you are entitled to be consulted during maternity leave, and your employer must use fair selection criteria. If you are selected for redundancy during your maternity leave, you are entitled to be offered any suitable alternative vacancies and you must be given priority over other employees.
What if I do want to go into work during maternity leave?
You can work for up to 10 keeping in touch days during your maternity leave if you want, without bringing your leave to an end or losing your statutory maternity pay or maternity allowance. You will have to agree the keeping in touch days and the rate of pay for any keeping in touch days with your employer. Your employer can offset your SMP against your contractual pay, so you should check with your employer. You can use the keeping in touch days for training, meetings, or any other work-related activity. If you work for more than 10 days, you will lose your statutory maternity pay for any week in which you do some work. This means that once you have worked 10 keeping in touch days, you will lose 1 week statutory maternity pay for each week that you work, even if you only work for one day. If you are getting maternity allowance, the Job Centre Plus will decide how much maternity allowance you will lose. If you start work for a new employer, your statutory maternity pay or maternity allowance will end. If you have two jobs and you do some work for an employer that employed you in the 15th week your baby was due, you can still work for that employer during your maternity leave and get SMP from your other employer.
I've heard that my partner and I can share leave.
Yes, if your baby is due on or after 5th of April 2015, you and your partner will be able to share leave if you both qualify. There will be a new podcast on the right to shared parental leave.
When I reach the end of my maternity leave, what should I do about returning to work?
If you are taking the full 52 weeks maternity leave, you simply go into work on the day you are due back. If you wish to return to work before the end of your maternity leave, you must give at least 8 weeks' notice to return early. If you have not taken all of your maternity leave, you might want to take some of it later as shared parental leave, or your partner might want to take some of it as shared parental leave. There will be a new podcast about shared parental leave.
When I go back to work, will I be able to start the same job as I was doing before?
If you have taken 26 weeks ordinary maternity leave, you are entitled to return to exactly the same job on the same terms and conditions as before. If you have taken all or part of your additional maternity leave, you are also entitled to return to the same job. But if your employer can show that it is not reasonably practicable to return to the same job, you have the right to be offered a suitable alternative job on similar terms and conditions. If your employer has made changes to your job on return from maternity leave, you should get advice.
What if my boss pressurises me to go back before the end of my maternity leave?
It's up to you to decide how much maternity leave you want to take and when you want to return to work. You should make the decision based on what is best for you and your baby. You are entitled to take up to 52 weeks maternity leave and your employer must keep your job open during that period. The law protects you from dismissal and unfair treatment because of pregnancy, childbirth, or absence on maternity leave. If your employer is treating you unfairly, you should get advice.
What if I don't feel like I'm ready to go back to work at the end of maternity leave?
You are only entitled to take up to 52 weeks maternity leave. Therefore, you must return to work at the end of it unless you decide to resign or you agree a further period of leave with your employer. There are a number of different options if you need to take more time off. Firstly, if you are not well enough to return to work, you can take sick leave in the normal way. You would be entitled to contractual sick pay if your employer normally pays it, but you may not meet the qualifying conditions for statutory sick pay at the end of unpaid maternity leave. Another option would be to ask your employer if you can take some annual leave. You continue to accrue annual leave throughout your maternity leave, so you may have some paid holiday you can take. You are also entitled to take up to 18 weeks parental leave per parent per child, up to their 18th birthday. Parental leave is different from the new right to shared parental leave. Or it might be possible to agree a further period of unpaid leave with your employer or ask for a career break. You should ask your employer to put it in writing and confirm what job you will be returning to.
I have decided to stay home to look after my baby. What should I do? Do I have to repay my maternity pay?
You should resign from your job in the normal way, giving your employer notice. You are entitled to receive 39 weeks statutory maternity pay or maternity allowance, and you do not have to pay any of it back. If your employer paid you any extra contractual maternity pay, you may have to pay that back if it was agreed in advance. You can ask to repay it in small instalments. You are entitled to be paid for any outstanding holiday that accrued during your maternity leave up until the day your job ends.
I'm on maternity leave and have found out that I'm pregnant again. Can I get maternity leave and pay for my second baby?
Yes, you are entitled to maternity leave and pay in the same way as before for your second or subsequent children. You will qualify for statutory maternity pay if you meet the normal qualifying conditions. You need to have been employed for at least 26 weeks by the 15th week before your baby is due, and have average earnings of at least £112 in approximately weeks 18 to 26 of your pregnancy. You are still employed when you're on maternity leave, so you can count weeks when you were on your previous maternity leave. You should give notice to your employer in the usual way in the 15th week before your next baby is due. If your earnings are not high enough to qualify for statutory maternity pay for your next baby, you can apply for maternity allowance instead from the Job Centre Plus. For maternity allowance, you need to have been employed for at least 26 weeks in the 66 weeks before your baby is due. This includes weeks on maternity leave, and you will need to find at least 13 weeks in which you earned at least £30 a week. You should find the weeks in which you earned the most in order to maximise your maternity allowance.
Before going on maternity leave, I used to work full time, but I think childcare is going to be a real struggle. Can I ask to change my hours?
Yes, all employees have the right to ask for flexible work. Flexible work includes changing your hours of work, your days of work, or your place of work. You can only make one request a year, and you need to have worked for your employer for at least 26 weeks. You should make a written request, and your employer must consider your request in a reasonable manner. Your employer can only refuse your request for certain business reasons. If your employer refuses without good business reasons, you may have a claim for indirect sex discrimination, and you should get advice. There's more information about the right to request flexible work in the information sheet called Child Friendly Working Hours on the Maternity Action website.
I want to keep breastfeeding after I go back to work. Will I be able to?
The law does not provide a specific right to breastfeed in breaks at work, but your employer has a duty to protect your health and safety. You must tell your employer in writing that you are breastfeeding, and your employer must take reasonable action to avoid any risks to yours and your baby's health and safety by temporarily changing your working conditions or hours of work. For example, working shorter shifts or having longer breaks. Although employers do not have to by law, as a matter of good practice, employers should provide a private room for you to breastfeed or express milk, washing facilities, and a lockable fridge for storing milk. So you should talk to your employer about what facilities are available before returning to work. There's more information in the information sheet called Continuing to Breastfeed on Return to Work on the Maternity Action website.
Is there anything else I need to think about?
Returning to work after maternity leave can be a very difficult time, and you may have very mixed emotions about it. It may help to make arrangements for returning to work well in advance, particularly if you need to arrange childcare, as some nurseries have waiting lists and it can take a while to find childcare that suits you and your baby. If you need to ask for changes to your working days or hours, you should also write to your employer well in advance. The government advises that you should allow at least 3 to 4 months to make an application for flexible work and for your employer to consider your request. You could also ask your employer to consider a phased return to work, such as temporarily reducing your hours or days of work for the first few months. Case study.
I've asked my employer if I can return to work part-time, and they have told me that I can only work part-time if I take a demotion, which will mean a cut in my pay too. There has also been talk of redundancies, and I'm worried that I will end up being made redundant.
You have the right to return to your old job after maternity leave. However, if you need to change your hours of work because of childcare, you have the right to make a flexible work application. Your employer should consider how you can do your existing job on a part-time basis. Your employer can only refuse your request for good business reasons, and they must give it serious consideration. If your employer does have good business reasons for why your present job cannot be done part-time, you may have to decide whether you want to continue full-time or to take a part-time job in a different role. If you do not think your employer has a good business reason to refuse your request for part-time work, you should seek advice. You can appeal your employer's decision and make a formal complaint using your employer's grievance procedure. If you cannot reach agreement, you should get advice about claiming indirect sex discrimination. If you are subsequently made redundant because you are working part-time, or because you've been absent from work or demoted because of pregnancy or maternity leave, you should also get advice, as you may have a claim for unfair dismissal and discrimination. Maternity Action has a leaflet called Child Friendly Working Hours, and one about redundancy during pregnancy and maternity leave, which explains the law in this area. If you suffer discrimination or unfair treatment during maternity leave or on return to work, you can get advice from your local Citizens Advice Bureau or see the Maternity Action website. If you're thinking of making a tribunal claim, you must contact ACAS Early Conciliation first to see if they can help you and your employer reach an agreement.
This podcast was made by Maternity Action. For more detailed information about your rights at work, download our information sheets from www.maternityaction.org.uk.
I'm Rosalind Bragg, Director of Maternity Action. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We need your help to continue to champion the rights of mothers and their partners. Please donate today so we can continue this important work. Text MAMA 13 £20 to 70070 or give what you can. Thank you for your support.